Have you ever been down here to Ford's Theater before?
Yes, I have. I performed at Ford's Theater on a gala during the Reagan administration.
Oh, wow.
Before they did the wonderful remodeling. So I walked in yesterday for rehearsal and I went, this place is different.
Just the same place?
Yeah. It's historically sound, but it was a different place when I performed here before. And of course I wasn't hosting. That's extra special, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. What did you perform before when you were here?
I did a number with Sandy Duncan. It was an Irving Berlin medley, and we were song and dance men, and we wore tails and top hats. And,
oh, nice.
And the light on the Reagans in the front row was brighter than the lights on us.
Nice. Now, talk a little bit about you have a Tony Lifetime Achievement Award coming up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have won 9 Tony Awards, and this one for Lifetime Achievement. I didn't have to do anything except, I guess, earn those other 9 ones. So
yeah.
This will be my 10th Tony Award, and it's sort of it's a completion of a life.
Yeah.
I don't know what's next. I guess it's more of the same. The show must go on.
Yeah. Do you have an acceptance speech all prepared up, still working on it?
Well, they tell you that from the time they say your name, you have 90 seconds to make it to the stage and say your thank yous before they start to get the hook and pull you off. So I'm trying to distill 55 years of show business into a 60-second speech. I figure it'll take me that long to get settled.
Yeah. Who was it like when you were first starting out that you idolized?
Oh yeah, Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly. They were the guys for me. I saw them in the movies. We didn't have theater. See, we did not have theater in Houston where I grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came later. They have great theater now, but we really didn't have that. So my inspiration came from the movies.
All right,
but
I wasn't Top Hat or Swing Time?
Oh. Well, Swing Time's the best one. Top Hat's wonderful, too.
Yeah.
Well, they're all good.
Yeah. All right.
Damsel in Distress is very good, too.
And then for Kelly, Singing in the Rain or American in Paris? Or
On the Town? Singing in the Rain.
Of course.
That's one of the best musicals ever.
So why did those guys inspire you? Were you watching them as a kid in awe? Or?
Well, especially Fred Astaire, because I was a really skinny kid. And everybody made fun of me because I was so skinny.
Yeah.
And he looked really skinny to me, and he wore these great clothes, and I knew that he was a swell, elegant guy. So I went, well, that's for me.
Absolutely. And what is it to think that maybe, you know, you're sitting there watching those two. What is it to, does it boggle your mind that there might be younger generations now watching you and thinking the same thing?
Well, there are some kids in the show that came up to me and talked to me like I would like to have talked to Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
I did meet him once. He came backstage after seeing a show I was in. And these are the first words he said to me. You are a tall son of a bitch.
Fred Astaire said that.
He said it, and then he laughed. He couldn't believe he'd said that. But he was not a tall man, and of course I'm ridiculously tall.
So, but you would have liked to dance with Ginger Rogers at some point?
Well, I did dance
with
Ginger Rogers. I foxtrotted with Ginger Rogers around the dance floor.
Where was that?
In New York City at the Waldorf Astoria.
Dream come true, I'm sure.
Yeah, wonderful.
All right, well, I'll let some of these other guys get you. But thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.